We're learning the Sechnas Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Yochol Yoytze Odom Videi Chavaseh Maisa Sheini B'Yerushalayim. We know Maisa Sheini has to be eaten Dafka in Yerushalayim, and we already learned in the Mishnah that Maisa Sheini out of Yerushalayim cannot be Yoytze the Mitzvah Matzah. What about Maisa Sheini in Yerushalayim? Could you be Yoytze the Mitzvah Matzah? You take the Maisa Sheini money and buy Tvuah, make into it, buy wheat, and make matzahs. Is that kosher for matzahs on Pesach or not? Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, Lechem Oini. The Pasuk says, when it talks about matzah, it calls Lechem Oini. And when darshaning, the Lashon Oini, even though it's with an ayin, we're going to darshan, since it sounds like the Oini with the Aleph, which means Aninos. Mashanechel Baninos, only something you could eat when a person is an Oinin. Yotzazesh, Einechel Baninos. Elabas Simcha. That comes to exclude Maisa Sheini, which is only eaten b'simcha, not b'aninus. There's a halacha in the Torah. It says, l'chalti v'oini mimenu. You're not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni b'aninus. And therefore, since this mashma lechem oini, that you can eat the matzah while you're aninus, so it comes to exclude ma'isa sheni. The Rabbi Yisrael Gleiber basically holds it can be not yetzah ma'isa sheni. Because ma'isa sheni is not eaten b'aninus, you cannot be yetzah matzah with matzah's ma'isa sheni. Rabbi Kiva, you may know, matzah is riba. We had it before already. There's, it says a few times matzah is in the pasuk to be marba. All the things that's coming to be marba ma'isa sheni in Yerushalayim that's kosher for the mitzvah matzah. So im came out tamalem lechem oini. So why does it say lechem oini? Fear of Akiva. What's the drasha of lechem oini? Probably isa shenilusha v'yayin v'shemen v'dvash. It's coming to exclude. That if you make isa matzahs with yayin shemen v'dvash, it's not good. Why not? Because it's matzah ashira. And we'll see, well, we have before really, that those things don't make it chametz. So we have to see an answer to that. That before the Gemara said that made pears make chametz. So chametz doesn't make it into chametz. It can't be used matzah me'ikah din, not because matzah shira, but we'll speak about that in a second. But either way, lechem oini is coming to exclude that dafka lechem something that oni eats. But something that's fancy, as yayin shem advash, cannot be used for matzah. That's what Rav Akiva uses for the drosha of lechem oini. Then the Gemara asks, my time with Rav Akiva. What's the Rav Akiva? They allowed to use ma'isa sheni on Maisa Sheni Matzis. So already all the Achrayim asked, what do you just said? The reason is because Matzis Riba. So they answer that the question is Matzis Riba could be coming for other things. We had before it's coming to Marbe, let's say Kahanim Bechal of Truma. So maybe it's coming for other things. Who said it's coming for this? That's really the Gemara's question. Why didn't he learn like a Reis Eglili that Lechem Oini teaches us that Maisa Sheni Matzis are not good? That means my time with Rav Akiva. So he says, Miksev lechem oini. It says oni ksev. The Torah says, don't say lashon would evolve. It says oni. We got to read it, oini. But it says oni, so therefore you don't have a right to darshan it and as lashon aninos. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, good, doesn't say it, but you read it that way. Mi karinon oni, oini karinon. Lamaisi, you read it, oini, and that's enough to make drasha of aninos. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the attack of the decree that says oini? Rabbi Kiva, hi the karinon ve, oini kedushmuel. It teaches us that you have to say the Agada and the Hallel over the Matzahs. That's be Oinim Alav Dvarim Harbi. Rashi speaks out that it means Shagoyim Alav is a Hal of Oinim Alav Agada. So Agada, we know. Goyim Alav Hal is a little bit shver because we know we definitely don't finish the Hal on the Matzahs. We start it. We start the two first parts of Hal. So Rashi's episode Sarachi and I in this Svarim will talk about it. Next time you get the Pesach, you have a good Pesach Rashi by then. But Rashi says here, Gurmal is hell, but Imam Bagodi. Say Agoda on the Pasuk of Lechem Oini. Akaponim, that's the drashas of Lechem Oini. We have Rabbi basically learns is teaching us that it can't be B'maisa Sheini, because it has to be something you can eat B'aninos. And Rabbi Kiva learns it's teaching us Oinim Love Dvarim Harb. But what another drasha Rabbi Kiva uses is for Oni is, even for the word Oni, not Oini, the Oni part of it, it teaches us it can't use Matzah Shiro, which means Matzah that's used, it's needed with Yayin Shemen and Vash. Break the Gemara of a Sov Rabbi Kiva, Isa, Shiloh, Shavayim, Shemen, Vash, Loi. As Rabbi Kiva holds, you cannot use dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, and honey. But Tanya went to the Raisa, Ain Loshin Isa of a Pesach, but Yayim, Shemen, Vash. You're not allowed to knead dough on Pesach with Yayin or Shemen, Vash, from Losh, if you did it. Or give me a lemon to Sarap, yeah, they gotta burn it right away. Why? Because it becomes Chametz very quickly. You can eat it. And Rashi says you should watch it. You watch it, it should become chametz. I was one time by my Rabbeim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua for Shabbos, for Yontif also, was Yontif at Pesach, Balash Lam Isa of Yayim Hashem Advash, and I made for them Isa with Yayim Hashem Advash, but I really don't say anything. So he bring a right to the Chacham. So you see, he's matter to do it. So let's just stop here for a second, because the steer to before. Here it's before in the Gemara, a few times already, that Yayin Hashem and Adash makes chametz, and even makes chametz even more chametz. And chametz just hold, you can watch it. I, the Gemara said before, may peris and achmitzim. So Rashi over here asks the question. What? Yayin Hashem and Adash called may peris. Yayin Hashem and Adash is peris from olives, from grapes, that's may peris. That is may peris. All three things are may peris. Adash usually means also from dates a lot of times. Akaponim, the Rashi asked the question. So Rashi answers that before we mask him, it became chametz. Just it wasn't a chi of karis. Why? Because chametz noiksha, it's called. It's not good chametz. It's chametz ra. Water makes good chametz, good leavened bread. That's Rashi's teretz. Really, it is chametz. It's a little shver. Im achmitzim, it's a little shver through Rashi. Toisvis before la mehir and beis. It's a long toisvis. And toisvis throws in there. V'chein perish v'etam de im achmitzim koleker v'hod omat tisarav miyad kishirav imahem mayim. So the chilek is like this. On the Avlam of Vav, whoever comes chametz, he mixed water into the May Paris. Masha'inkim before was pure May Paris. And that's why we spoke out in yesterday's shir. That's an afkamina la'alacha, even for us, for people who don't eat gebrox, could they put May Paris onto their matzah? It can be an example for ketchup, it can be an example for butter. If you hold, like Rashi, May Paris itself is machmetz, you can't do gebrox on that. But if you learn, like Taisa, then be allowed unless it has water. So if you're going to buy ketchup, make sure there's no water in the ketchup. No, that's no problem. That's baked already. That's all baked. Now you're putting it on top. That's the problem with gebrox. So you're adding on, that's whatever, it's gebrox. The problem is you're adding on liquids. Shalom is what the elmi machmitzim. Akaponim, so back to the cheshbon of the Gemara. So the Gemara here said that Rav Akiva holding now use the Yayim Shem and Vash. And we have a braisa here that there was machloikis. And according to Rav Gamliel, you have to burn it with Yav, because it becomes chametz. The chametz say you can eat it. And Rav Akiva says, I was one time for Shabbos, Eliezer, Rav Yeshua, and I made for them Isa with Yayin Shem and Vash. And the braisa continues, he's going to feed a Tanakama that says you're not allowed to use May Paris if I care to make it to chametz very quickly. So he says you only can knead the dough with these May Paris, with Yayin Shem and Vash. But you could put it on top. When you make chalas, on top of the dough, you smear it with some kind of liquid, usually eggs, to make it nice and shiny. So you're allowed to use these liquids for that. That won't make a chametz, even for the Tanakama. Also in Tanakama. V'chachamah and Rimachamah argue in the first shita, and they hold, es shaloshim boy mekatvim boy. Only something you're allowed to be lost with, let's say water, you can mekatvim boy. V'esha ain't loshim boy, but anything you can't use to be lost with it, which is yayin shem advash, because it makes the chametz right away, ain't mekatvim boy. You can't be mekatvim as well. Vishav and the bride stands off, Shane Lashon as the East of a Paishrim. When you make the dough, you cannot use warm water. Usually, when we make challahs all year round, when you use warm water, that's what they do, use warm water. It's better to make it rise. On Pesach, if you use dafka, freezing cold water, go to a matzah maker, use very cold water, you not use warm water. Akaponim, that's the end of the bride. What does it say in this bride? The Rav Akiva said that when he was by Shabbos, which means he was there, he was staying by Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, on Yontif, he made for them the Isa, Yayin Shem and Vash. Rabbi Kiva told us you're not allowed to use it. Lechem oni comes to exclude Yayin Shem and Vash. So what's going on over here? So at the Gemara, Pashta Teretz. Like Kasha of Yom Terisha of Yom Tvasheni. All Rabbi Kiva said, he didn't say it was Chametz. He said that you can't use it for Lechem oni. When's the din of Lechem oni? The night of Pesach, the night of the Mitzvah's Matzah. So it's not good for Mitzvah's Matzah. You know why? Because it's Matzah Ashira. But if I care, it doesn't come chametz, so rest of Yom Tov, I'll take use it. But on Yom Tov Rishon, which means the first night of Yom Tov, there's a problem of lechem oini can't be matzah ashira. So Rashi says, what's Yom Rishon? Laila harishon, shamatzah chayva being lechem oini. So just take a tumult, what do you mean, the whole Laila Rishon is a chayva matzah? The first two kazayas, it might be a riot to those Rishonim in the hold that the whole night is a mitzvah matzah, mitzvah kumis matzah. Mitzvah chayva, maybe even chayva. It's also a tzarachim when it comes to Pesach. But kaponim, that's tomorrow's teretz. That biyam to rishon and biyam to shem. Because the omel Rabbi Yeshua lebnei, Rabbi Yeshua told his children, his sons, yom mekama, the first day, the first night of Pesach, lo yishli v'chava, do not knead my matzahs with milk. Mekam ve'ilech, lo yishli v'chava. After that, you could, because it's not a shalach chametz. It's only a shayla of lechem oini, of matzah shira. So therefore, the first night, you shouldn't do it for me, because mitzvah matzah. But after that, it's fine. So for eating gemara, you know, it's a nice idea, the guy of Pesach. But what happened to the iser of making milch of bread? We had it earlier on the aflamid already. By tying it into the brisa, ain losh nasi isa v'cholav. You're not allowed to knead dough with milk. Vim losh, if you do that, kol pas asurim per gavera. The whole entire pas is also to eat, even by itself. Because hagaveh, you might eat with flesh. Zog the gemara, l'hokam, what's that meant to say? Yoyim makam alitlosh alu b'duvsho. You shouldn't knead it with honey because of mats of lechem oini. Mekam ve'elach lushli v'dovsho. You could use honey kutam shayla chametz. But chalav you now do because of shayla of milk and bread. But by yisema, not a terror, it's very negay lahalacha. By yisema, lo'ilo mechabo, taka with milk. Ah, you asked me a kash, you now have milk and bread. K'dom ravina, k'ayin tura, shari. Hachinam k'ayin tura, k'ayin tura. Rashi says what it means is, that a small amount of bread is allowed to make milk of bread. Rashi says, ma'at ka'ayin shalshur, like a bullseye, an eye of a cow, an eye of a shor, eye of an axe. Small amount. Mutu lolush b'cholov, the ochel miyad v'asachas, eat it right away. You don't leave it around for people to forget. So small amount of milk of bread is fine. Like in halachos shalom is mashu, for that suda, I can make it. For that suda that I'm eating right now, I can make a small amount of bread. That's the terrace. That was the case of it. He's only making a small amount of merit of the Suda. That's one shot in Kain Tura. The Rif, before on Daf Lamed, brings down this Gemara, and he teaches Kain Tura a little bit different. He says, what it means is like this. V'ishani lu, if you change the Tura, the form of the bread, v'avalu Kain Tura, you make it like the eye of an ox, sorry. The kim the shani, but who just changed it, made the yod like hey ravalu. People know you're changing the shape. Let's say you have, you know, a certain type of croissant. Everyone knows this is the way they make milk croissants. Then it would be mutter.
Making a round thing on
pizza? What?
He's making a round ball thing on
pizza. What do you mean, Shiloh? Well, why make a different thing? Yeah. You know, the matzah looks like an iron. Yeah, it looks like an eye of a tura. Yeah, you can make it on pizza. We're not talking about the first night because you can't use the first night for... But it's not chametz. Yeah, okay, so it's not chametz. What's the problem? Yeah, it was no chametz. Yeah, okay. Very good shmak. Let's go weiter. Yeah. For Shavin, everyone agrees in this braisa, she'in loshen esa'isa bepaishrim. You cannot use warm water to make dough on Pesach. Freitig Marakasha, my shama menacha is, why is it different all menachas? The halacha is that menachas, most menachas are matzah and not chametz. And not allowed to be chametz. And says the Tanan, kol ha-menacha is ha-niloshes bepaishrim, u-mishtar m'shtayich matzu. The Mishnah says, all menachas, you should dafka knead them with warm water, and then keep your watch over it that shouldn't become chametz. So you see, there's no problem doing paishim. All you do is, you do paishim, and then you make a shmira. So why can't we do it here by chametz also? The Gemara answers, no. Im amr b'zrizim, if you allow this by zrizim, by kahanim zrizim, yoimru b'shem zrizim, you allow it by people who are not zrizim, by regular, not kahanim, non-kahanim. Therefore, us, we're not zrizim, we're not allowed to do poishim because we might make a mistake and cause chametz to happen. Yachi, afraid the Gemara, if you're allowing poishim in the Beis HaMikdash, why? Because kahanim zrizim, yachi, milsas nami losses. Why aren't you allowed to soak the tvur and it still has the chaff around it and the shells around it? What they do is they soak it and it makes it easier to take the shell off the wheat. So why don't they do that in the Beis HaMikdash? You're not allowed to soak it before you take off the shaft. So why can't you do that? I kind of zrizim. And for the Gemara, Pasha. Lisha zrizim isa. Lisha is done by zrizim. Right, like Gemara's assuming the Kahanim do the kneading. And therefore the Kahanim there is zrizim. Mashaking lasisa, which is when they're making it the flour, it comes to the Vesvikdash of flour already. That's not done by Zrizim. That's done by the Hamaynam, by the regular people. That's not Zrizim. Lasisa, less of Zrizim. See, even the flour used for Menachas is not allowed to be soaked. Why not? Because usually it's done by regular people, not the Kahanim. Freit the Gemara of Elisha, Misa, Zrizim. Is Elisha done by Zrizim? It says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk by Mincha, Yitzak Aleha Shemen. And then it says, that's the only time that Kmitza, the only time Kahanim have to be working with Menachos is from Kmitza v'Elech. The way most menachas are made, that's the minchas machbas, marcheshes, minchas mafetanor, what they do is, they first bake it, then they crack it open into pieces, and it becomes like flour, then they pour oil on it, and then they do kmitza. In tol kmitza, it's done by zarim, so it's not kahanim. So it comes out, when they did the lisha, with yayin, shem, and advash, When they did Lisha with Peshrim, with warm water, it was not Kahanim. So what are you talking about? That's the reason to do it. That's Mara's Kasha. Is Lisha his reason? So I think Gemara, Lisha and the Hidib is reason less. So, you know, you're right. It could be done with the Vizorim, not Daf Kahanim. Non-Kahanim could do it also. But Mokkim is reason Isa. It's done Dafka in the base of Mikdash. Why? Because they bake it in the Minchas Machvas, Marcheshas, and these are type of pans. Machvas, Marcheshas, Mafetano. It's not all in the Beis Mikdash. The Amar, Belila Ksheir Bazar, Bachutz L'Chayim Azara Psula. It's added to Chayim Azara, it's possible. It has to be done in the Azara. So therefore, since it's in a Mokim Zrizim, Rashi explains the Kahanim will teach them to be Zaris. The Kahanim teaches the Israelim, look, be careful. Lafuki L'Sisa, the Enim Zrizim, first of all, it's not by Kahanim, look at Mokim Zrizim, it's not in the Beis Mikdash, it's added to Beis Mikdash. Vayti Gemara, one more kash on this. Ma'ishdom in Minchas Ha'omer. Why is Menachah is different than Minchas Ha'omer? The Tanya Minchas Ha'omer lo yisoy yisoy v'tzoy v'rimayso. Minchas Ha'omer, they did soak it before they took off the shaft and they piled it up so the water should drip off. So why there aren't you worried? Since it's added to the base of Mikdash, why aren't you worried there won't be done well and come chametz? And for the Gemara, Tzibur Shani. When Tzibur does something, it's different. When Tzibur does something, they hire the best people to do it, and therefore, and the best is on top of it. And they'll be watched very clearly, very carefully, that it won't become chametz. And therefore, there, you're not worried about doing le sisa.